Oh, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, the Marlins were looking to avoid their first home series loss since July 17th through the 19th. It was the last of four against the Phillies, a matchup between Jake Thompson and Jose Ureña. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a disappointing ending to what has been, without question, a very disappointing weekend here at Marlins Park. They had won 13 out of 16 games. They went into Washington, lost three straight to the Nats. But they hope to bounce right back against the Phillies with a four-game series here at home this weekend. The Phillies came to town with the worst record in baseball, but the Phillies win three out of four. Three of the games decided by one run today, a two-run game that went 12 innings, 3-1 Phils in the series finale. Jose Ureña and Jake Thompson were the starting pitchers in this ball game. And the Marlins had a chance in the first inning, a couple of singles against Thompson. Dietrich leading off the game, then Yelich with one out, but Marcelo Zuna hit into a 4-6-3 double play, and we were scoreless after one. Miami, two hits in the first inning, and then two hits over the next 11 innings, as it turned out in this game. Two hits, two walks, one hit batsman, only five base runners between the second and 12th innings in this game today. But as Ureña threw up zeros, we were scoreless into the fifth. In the top of the fifth for Philadelphia, Jorge Alfaro led off with a single. He was erased on a fielder's choice off the bat of Cameron Perkins. So Perkins at first base with one out. Marlins expecting a bunt from the pitcher Jake Thompson, but he swung away and he singled to center field, putting men at first and second with one out, and was back to the top of the Phillies lineup, Cesar Hernandez.
Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. And it is shot off the bat handle out into left center. It's going to get down. Coming around third, having been waved, is Perkins. The throw to the plate is not in time. And the Phillies open up a 1-0 lead here in the fifth.
Now they had a chance for more. Freddy Galvis followed with a single, but Ureña came back to retire both Nick Williams and Tommy Joseph. So halfway through this one, or we thought at least halfway through after 4.5, it was 1-0 Phillies. Marlins came right back, though, in their half of the fifth. The inning began with a double from the rookie Brian Anderson in just his third big league game. Anderson took third base with one out when A.J. Ellis grounded to the first baseman. So the Marlins had a man at third with two down, and they caught a break with Miguel Rojas at the plate.
The pitch. And it's low and outside. Ball gets away from the catcher. Alfaro coming home to score is Brian Anderson. Great anticipation. The pitcher covered, but the throw was not accurate and not in time at the plate from the catcher. And the game is tied at one. A sprint to home for Brian Anderson.
Game would be tied 1-1 when both starting pitchers exited. Jake Thompson for the Phillies went six, allowed three hits and a lone run on his afternoon. He didn't walk anybody, struck out seven, a career high. He hit one through a wild pitch, 88 pitches, 59 strikes. Ureña went seven for just the second time this year, his second longest outing of the season, coming off his second shortest start last time out Monday against the Nationals. Ureña today, seven innings, six hits, one run. He walked one, struck out three, hit a batter, threw 104 pitches, 66 strikes. This one went to the bullpens, and the bullpens match each other 0-0. For the Phillies, Juan Nicasio a scoreless inning, Luis Garcia a scoreless inning, Adam Morgan three scoreless innings, walking just one, allowing just the one base runner in innings 9, 10, and 11. But meanwhile, Kyle Bearclaw pitched a scoreless eighth, Brad Ziegler the ninth, Brian Ellington worked around a couple of hits in a scoreless 10th inning, and Dustin McGowan hung a zero in the 11th. So we got to the 12th in a 1-1 game when Junichi Tozawa came out of the bullpen for Miami. He allowed a single to the first man, Daniel Nava. Nava left for a pinch runner. Pitcher Ricardo Pinto pinch ran for the Phillies. He took second base on a sacrifice bunt laid down by Ty Kelly. So a man at second with one out. A pass ball got the runner Pinto down to third base. So you had the tie-breaking man 90 feet away when Cesar Hernandez drew a walk, putting men at first and third. With Freddy Galvis at the plate, Hernandez tried to steal second. The infield was in. Freddy Galvis had a hot smash to the shortstop, and on one short hop, Miguel Rojas fielded the ball cleanly. He was able to hold Pinto at third base. Because he was in motion, Hernandez got second. No chance for double play, but Rojas threw to first base. He got Galvis for the second out. So Tozawa had a chance to escape the inning, still in a 1-1 game. The Phillies had runners at second and third, two down, when up stepped the rookie, Nick Williams. Second and third, two down. Tozawa, the 1-1, and that's lined to right for a base hit. Stanton plays on a bounce. One runs in. Here comes Galvis to the plate. The throw's cut off. Talese down to second. They're going to get Williams, but two runs are in, and the Phillies have taken a 3-1 lead in the top of the 12th. Nick Williams does it to the Marlins yet again. Williams with his 13th and 14th RBIs against the Marlins since joining this team in July. And go-ahead two-run single, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Marlins had a crack against Hector Neris in the bottom of the 12th, down 3-1. Things began promisingly. Giancarlo Stanton drew a walk. Christian Yelich, an infield hit. So the tying men run with nobody out. But Marcell Ozuna struck out for the first out. Brian Anderson popped his second for the second out. And down to one final shot, Tomas Talese went down swinging. And the Phillies win the ballgame 3-1. They win the series 3-1. For Philadelphia, three runs, 11 hits, no errors, nine men left. For Miami, a run, four hits, no errors. The Marlins strand five. Adam Morgan, the winning pitcher, 3-1. Junichi Tozawa, the loser, 3-4. Hector Neris saved number 19 in 22 tries. Time of the game was 3 hours 46 minutes. He played this one in front of 19,404. The Phillies have won 9 of 16 now. They improved to 52-84 in the season. They're 24-47 on the road. As for the Marlins, well, they've dropped 6 of 7, 3 of 4 in this series. And they're again two games under at 67-69. Miami now 36-32 here at Marlins Park.
Marlins fall in extras to the Phillies yesterday. They'll open up a three-game set against the Washington Nationals tonight at 7:10. Your matchup on the mound this evening, if you're looking to join us at Marlins Park, Adam Conley versus A.J. Cole, will be on the air at 6:40 on this Labor Day in South Florida. And we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.